Is that exciting or what? Yeah, Mooney, Suzuki. All right, we're just going to let them kind of die out a little bit. That's perhaps a little bit too much energy. Whoa! Wow. So it is Saturday, December 15th, the middle of December. Are you ready for that fact? I am not. I have to move my ass. Stop being so lazy because it gets dark so early. Start getting on the holiday pony. Gotta ride that pony. Gotta jump on. Take it to its limit. All right, so we're going to listen to, we've got DJ Shadow going on right there. A little analog organ kind of action there. So you heard some Yeah Yeah Yeahs, some Snake River Conspiracy, and some Isaac Hayes starting it off there in the beginning. Hey, are you being affected by the writer's strike? I'm sorry if you are. I know that's a real rough situation there. But, the sad part is it's the people who don't make a hell of a lot of money who are sitting there waiting and twiddling their thumbs. You know, I don't know how much money writers make, actually. I'm really kind of bad at, like, relative amounts of salary people make. But my general impression of the entertainment industry is people make a crap load more than they should for what they do. Now, that's probably not so true for, like, the lighting guys and the gaffers and all that kind of stuff, but I still think they make more, say, doing that for a commercial or a TV show than they would be making in a theater. Correct me if I'm wrong. 213-252-0998. So I guess, you know, I have this kind of little piece of me that's sort of like, you know what? If they're going to quibble, I mean, I don't know how much we're talking about. Maybe we're talking about a lot of money. But if they're going to, I think that it might be a little short-sighted what they're doing. I don't know. I guess I can't. I have no idea how much money this is about, but it's interesting that there's all this kind of striking, and it's always for, like, money and coverage. It's too bad that we have to strike for stuff like that, right? It should be just a given. Anyway, I was talking about how I don't know if I'm going to stay in medicine much longer because it's such a tough road to hoe, you know, and you're always squeezed between a rock and a hard place, whether it's your patient and the actual care you want to give, or the patient and their insurance, or the insurance in your billing department, or your academic center that wants you to publish. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know if it's worth it. So I told my medical director, I said, you know, I think I'm just going to give up and quit doing the medical thing and just go off and do something else. You know, I had a really good time when I was working at a coffee place being a barista. I had a good time when I was working at Tower Records too, but those kind of jobs, I don't think they exist anymore. Anyway, you can help me try to figure this out if you want to give me a call. But you know, sad thing, my great aunt just, we just had this family email thing here where my great aunt just, I guess a week ago, she fell out on her driveway. It was just on her driveway. She fell, and she was conscious but unable to get up for 12 hours and stayed like that all night when an early morning jogger found her. And she'd broken her hip, so she couldn't move. And so now she's been in the hospital for 7 days, and she was just transferred to a rehab center. And she's 98 years old. So, and unfortunately, a hip fracture in almost any woman over the age of 65 is like, it's really a high probability for death. So, love, love, love out to Ani Joe and Annette. And I will try to send something over there. But y'all, send your love over to my Auntie Joe, okay? Just think about it, feel it, send it south, southeast, Dublin, Georgia. Okay, let's send her some good vibes. All right, you keep listening. I'll be back. You're listening to killradio.org, frequency and phrenology. Songs and sounds to mold your mind.
Ask me to bend my head, throw it straight, spark it still. Yeah.
Moby. You know, Moby just scored a new indie film that sounds very interesting and confusing, so keep that in mind. If you like the old bald ambient character, he really is a bald ambient character, isn't he? He really kind of looks like his name and his music a little bit. Played a little Smashing Pumpkins in there from Gish. Haven't heard that in a while, so I thought I'd throw that in there. And what I have coming up is a spoken word piece with Andrew Choate, who does The Unwrinkled Ear on Thursday nights here on Kill Radio. So you can check him out. He plays a lot of music that's international, just anything music. You know, it's just jazz and experimental and, you know, maybe a little poppy depending on the area. But, I mean, it'll be like any country you can think of. So really cool. And then he does some spoken word stuff. And so we just filmed him doing some of his stuff today, and that was cool. And so the next one coming up is actually a 7-minute piece. So get ready. But it's so worth it. I think it's like, what's that beat poet who did The Howling? I can't remember his name, but you know what I'm talking about. So it's kind of like when he came out with The Howling and like performance of writing became such an important part of the writing. Well, I think that's what this guy is doing. So Amortize This is what's coming up next. So just, you know, sit back, relax, get into a comfy chair. Let it just, like I told someone else, let it just wash over you like a warm blanket or a warm breeze or a warm wave. Ooh, I have Surf Wax America later on. Maybe I'll actually play that. So, reminder again, Here is having their benefit tomorrow night, Sunday night, 6 to 9 p.m. at Lost Souls Cafe. And it's a requested donation of $5, and it goes to our station so we can keep this place going. So please feel free to come. We'd love to see you there. I will very likely be there. I may smile at you as you give me your money and then frown at you and spit at you when you don't. No, I'm just joking. I would never do that. Never would I do that. So come on down. Check it out on 4th Street between Spring and Main tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Five good bands that have been on here in a very stripped-down fashion while you drink your coffee and eat your pastry. Okay? Dr. Groovy here for you. Give me a call, 213-2520-998. And here's Andrew.
I. Love, death, and economics. The morbid fuck is almost worth it. Restaurant, do you take this automobile to be your spouse? You'll have to cool down your ovens, but keep him aroused. Of course! Me gourmet, he aficionado. I'll suck the gas right out his desperado. And 22 miles per gallon. Do you pick this trunk to bump forever, stallion?
I swear to thaw any frozen pies with my stick shift cookie jar tong engine tractors.
Congratulations, you may now belt DeLuca. Tongue DeLuca, tongue DeLuca. Dean and DeLuca's VP of Branding and Image Management, you should now do whatever it is you do when you want to congratulate yourself. Your company has once again been made associatively synonymous with upper-class gourmand head cheese. Tongue Ribbon DeLuca, tongue Ribbon DeLuca, ribbon DeLuca, ribbon DeLuca. Tongue Ribbon Belt Refrigerated. Accretinize their love. Accelerate it. I, schizophrenia of opinions, schizophrenia of investments, schizophrenia of human rights, dust congealed into love, death and economics. The morbid fuck is almost worth it. Made to last, like bugs in spray paint. Last, Uggsy, last, like bugs in spray paint.
When looking at the potential payout on these investments, disregard quality and maturity for a moment. Consider him cashing in the quarter on the pool table that's been blindly shining, reserving that female. He wants to make them a party of two words towards riches. Dick stock, pussy bond. A veritable mutual fundertainplex. Investing in each other and shit. Pliable asses, X times X fixed assets. Make mine.
I go from sexual pink to purple browns. Pipes in hollows, pimentos in olives, all over town. Kitchen alley Reebok, up and down. Fingers in a bowling ball, ass rubbed raw on shawl, legs wrapped round. Grays and blues like whispering teeth. Pillow perfectly crunched, back to barbecue pork pink. I. So they're married. But this guy's slick like Gillette dick. He went to Vidal Sassoon Custom Craft Hairdressers while he was in high school, and the girls knew it and thought he was hot. Blackberry necessitating inner life for sure. He needs more of those sexual partner contraptions. He refers to his sexual partners as contraptions. So he starts snorting messages of love into his eyes from the red LCD display on his Nokia. Gets a Nike swimsuit sent to him via inner office mail. Finds one contraption with a thermostat of sound for a libido. He says I love you to his wife to avoid kissing her. Meanwhile, she's been practicing how to smile with her lips closer to her teeth. It's what he told her to do the day of their wedding, and the fumes of sentimental curiosity are all she's living off of. And then Pontiac Mercy comes home one night, reeking of sympathectomies taking place in the parking lot out back. So Trish Gucci asks, what's with the ass-over-handshakes, mincemeat-and-clover routine? I married you because you know everybody. You know a dentist. You know the mayor of a small city. You know an optometrist. You know a banker. You know a lawyer. You even own a car dealership. But you're not bringing me nicer things.
I see you're starting to dance the fuss. Go ahead. Dance it. Move your torso back and forth. Keep your legs straight. Shuffle your feet. Activate the shoulders. Do the fuss. Do the fuss.
All right, you got it. I want nice things. I like nice things. You know everybody, and you know I like that. I want nice things. I like nice things. And you should treat me every single day like the way you treat a lady you haven't laid. That's with nice things. Lots of nice things.
Nice fuss. But see, I got stung by a bee today. Took a sip from my soda, couldn't swat it away. The thing crawled on my face like a tongue on a tit. I got bit. A mean lip kick. So now I'm allowed to use this inner frown to excuse the uses I put my penis to, sis. You got your fuss, I got my lash. You do the fuss, I'll do the lash. All together now. My girlfriends love crab cakes.
I want veggie sushi.
My girlfriends love crab cakes.
I want veggie sushi. Besides, I'm your wife. Besides, I'm your wife. And I need corporeal accounting with forensic touches. The kind that only a coroner might mirror, baby.
Well, I've prorated my affection for you. It's a standard strategy, so you don't expect too much. We're amortizing each other, after all.
I. Amortize on the dotted line. Seal your fate with the state. Get a debt to God. Die rich. Love long extinguished. Love, death, and economics. The morbid fuck is almost worth it. Good thing there's no real choosing. Degradation's always cruising.
Wow. So that was a band from the past, shudder to think. Although Craig Wedren, I can never say his name right, Craig Wedren, still scores a fair amount of independent films, as I've seen. But that was his band, their band, Shudder to Think, with my other friends Nathan Larson and Adam Wade. And there was another guy in that band, too, and I can't remember what his name was. But anyway, Shudder to Think. And Slint. Yeah, the minimalist Slint, who actually just came to town a couple months ago. And I missed them. That was a bummer. I missed them. And then the 7-minute Immortize This. So congratulations. Because that was... I hope you enjoyed that. You and you and you and you. The four of you. I hope you enjoyed that because I think that is a great piece of work. And I don't know if you noticed, but the I, that was like 1, 2, 3, 4, but it was all, you know, Roman numerals. Except for not the IV. It was just like I. That's what that was when he was saying that. So that was kind of funny. See how he plays with sounds and with letters and words and things. It's just so nifty. So that was Andrew Choate. Look for him on the Dr. Groovy Show coming soon onto YouTube. YouTube/ Dr. Groovyster or Dr. Groovy Show. So I wanted to talk about this real quick. We have a news article here in the health news. As you may know, I like to discuss health news, being doctor of the groovy that I am. So it seems that we've had another analysis of drug abuse in American teens. I wonder if we have analyses like this in Africa. The teenagers of Africa. I wonder how they're doing with their prescription drug abuse. Okay, so here we go. ABC World News reported that President Bush hailed a new report showing overall drug use by American teenagers is on the decline. The Washington Post adds that the 33rd national survey titled Monitoring the Future revealed that there has been a decade-long decline in teen drug use. Although the study shows no dramatic drops from last year, it does reveal a significant reduction since 1997. 10 years ago, in the number of young people experimenting with illegal drugs. Okay, a significant reduction. We don't know how much that actually is, but they say it's a significant reduction. But the study's authors also noted a gradual increase during the past few years in the number of teenagers using the drug known as ecstasy, because they're also depressed. The decline also does not extend to powerful prescription painkillers, such as OxyContin, which just killed a guy that I almost met, but I didn't meet, but was a friend of a friend. He died with OxyContin and alcohol. And Vicodin. So the study doesn't extend to OxyContin and Vicodin. The highly addictive narcotic painkillers that imitate morphine remain as popular as ever among the nearly 50,000 teens surveyed, according to the survey conducted by the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research. The LA Times notes that John P. Walters, director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, said that teenagers largely understand that so-called street drugs are dangerous, but they assume that pharmaceutical drugs can provide a safer high because they come from the medical establishment. This assumption is proven even more dangerous by the drug's easy accessibility. Waters said that based on the other surveys, based on other surveys, 71% of young people have reported their sources of supply are their parents' or friends' medicine cabinets. Okay, so they just, you know, go shopping. I think that's what the kids are calling it these days. Looking at the behavior of 8th, 10th, and 12th graders, the researchers found that approximately 1 in every 20 high school seniors has at least tried OxyContin. Whew, wow. The AP writes, the percentage of students using Vicodin was 2.7%, 7.2%, and 9.6% in the 8th, 10th, and 12th grades, respectively. There was also a reported increase in the use of ecstasy, which had dropped dramatically in the early 2000s as a concern about consequences of use grew. But among 10th graders, annual prevalence with ecstasy has risen from a recent low of 2.4% in 2004 to 3.5% in 2007. Lead study author Loy Johnston said, "These prevalence rates are not very high yet, but there is evidence here that this drug is beginning to make a comeback." Yet, according to the Chicago Tribune, the study also offered reasons for optimism. The report's figures showed a decline in stimulant drug usage. Yay! Wilson Compton, division director at the National Institute on Drug Abuse, attributed the drop to increased public awareness. Since 2001, teen use of marijuana declined by 25%, steroids by 33%, and methamphetamine by 64%. Wow, that's pretty impressive. In addition, teens reported a 15% drop over the 2001 to 2007 in binge drinking and a 33% reduction in cigarette smoking. President Bush attributed the falling percentages to his administration's anti-drug strategies, including interdiction, prosecution, and treatment, for a drop in 860,000 young people reporting using illicit drugs this year, as opposed to the number of teens reporting drug abuse in 2001. Bush said, "The overall direction is hopeful." Yay! Wow. Interesting. Interesting. I wonder how many countries have a problem like that, huh? Why do our kids need to take OxyContin? But at least they're not taking so much methamphetamine, right? Dr. Groovy, Frequency and Phrenology. Listen to the rest of Radiohead. All your insides fall to pieces. You just sit there wishing you could still make love. They're the ones who hate you when you think you got the world all sussed out. They're the ones who spit at you. You'll be the one screaming out. Don't leave me.
Thank you.
So it is 5:45 on our Saturday afternoon here, December 15th, and you are listening to killradio.org, Frequency and Phrenology with Dr. Groovy. And if you are in the Kill Radio membership, then you should know there is a meeting tonight, 8 p.m. at Philippe's over there on, what is it, on Alameda and something, where the Maine and Alameda come together. So that'll start at 8 p.m. We've got the old Primitive Machines there in the background. My buddies Adam and Brad. We just heard a very dancey Bumblebees 81. And I have such a small mind for music. I really have to open it up and get some more music because I play the same thing over and over. But I like it. So isn't that what we do? When you get an album that you like, don't you play it like over and over and over again? And then you never play it again? Well, I keep playing it again and again. So I wanted to share with you a very interesting email that I got. It was sent to everybody in my department, the family medicine department, as far as I can tell, at USC. And it's a very interesting email. I don't even know who it's from, but I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you verbatim. So I want you to know that. This is verbatim as I am seeing it. Okay? It's called Chronic Diseases, Mystery of Origin. Wearing of footwear, and I don't know if I can really emphasize the way they have it capitalized here, but I'll try to emphasize the capitalized words. Wearing of footwear is the only reason of arthritis and podiatric disease. Parentheses. Please compare walking action, comma, area of contact, and angle of sole from surface while walking with footwear versus barefoot walking. Wearing of footwear is also reason of amputation of legs. Less walking and wearing of footwear is reason of diabetes, osteoporosis, and other endocrine-related diseases. Less walking and wearing of footwear is also reason of many chronic diseases. Please go through history and at present abruptly expansion of chronic diseases, parentheses, as well as history of footwear. What is the justification of presence of blood capillaries and nervous endings in the sole of our feet, which are connected with each and every portion of our body? Unfortunately, every disease is being connected with eating habit. Every disease we are trying to control and treat with diet and nutrition, moreover, each and every action, movement, and activity is being measured with calorie only. Before start of this mechanical age, before beginning of social distribution of work and money exchange system, every person had to do his own work. For their daily needs and activities, they had to go from one place to other place by walking only. When we walk, back pressure develop in our soul due to our body weight, with required pressure electricity is generated. It is well known that energy cannot be destroyed. It can be converted from one form to another form. Here, physical energy is converted into electrical energy. This electricity stimulates and charges our endocrine glands and internal organs to keep them active and efficient. Intensity of back pressure diffuses due to footwear. Due to less walking, which is a result of change in lifestyle and adaptation of footwear, sufficient electricity is not generated. This insufficient electricity is unable to charge our organs properly. This back pressure also helps to raise blood against gravity. There is an extra workload on our heart due to footwear. Less walking and wearing of footwear is only common mistakes, being done by humane beings all over the world and are totally against the nature. Development of obesity is the result of mutation to achieve required back pressure. Account of performance of internal organs and endocrine gland is communicated to our descendants and followed by them. Wow. Did you catch all that? Interesting theory, though, I must say. So they're saying basically that less walking and wearing shoes, wearing a footwear, has changed basically the way our body stays healthy with response to the pressure on the ground. So it's a very interesting thing. It's the idea goes right along with the development of osteoporosis, because for osteoporosis to be less of a risk, you really need to do weight-bearing exercises, and actually extra weight on a body decreases the risk of osteoporosis. And that's what this is saying. It's saying that basically our bodies are reacting to less walking and wearing shoes by having to gain weight to cause the amount of pressure on bones and the bottom of the feet, is what this is saying, to keep inner organs healthy. So it sounds very Asian. It sounds like kind of chi electricity kind of thing, but it does come from India. And so it's an interesting thought. I wonder how I got this. So anyways, I just thought I would share that with you. And it's interesting mode of speech. Very cool. We've got Ambulance Limited going on in the background here with Michigan. Why don't I let you check that out? And if you want to give me a call, you've got about 10 more minutes. 213-252-0998.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. That was, yeah, sorry about that. That was a little bit of a mistake. So we'll just change that up a bit. Anyway, I got to get out of here. It's Dr. Groovy on Frequency and Phrenology, killradio.org. If you want to go to our homepage, you can donate to us by going to the left side of the homepage and clicking on Donate to KR, and we'd greatly appreciate it. Come on down to Lost Souls Cafe tomorrow evening, 6 to 9 p.m., and we will have our benefit. And I'll be there taking your money if you want to give us some. $5 suggested donation at Lost Souls Cafe, 4th Street, downtown between Spring and Main. It's down an alley, so don't be nervous about it. Come on down. Join with us. We'd love to see you there. Thanks for letting me play into your ear, into your computer ear, for another hour and a half. And I won't be here next week because it's time to go home to Georgia and visit the folks. So I'll be here next Friday evening from 8 to 9 p.m., but I won't be here on Saturday. So tune in on Friday, and I'll send out an email to remind y'all. You and you and you and even you over there, because you guys are so sweet to hang out with me on Saturday afternoon. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. And look for Dr. Groovy YouTube show coming up soon. Next week we may have the first episode. Okay? Just for you. Got some 808 State to lead us out here. Before that, we had some Bob Marley and whatever it was. It was a band called Cold, which I will be deleting from my list. All right, you guys, take care. Happy holidays. See you on Friday. Hear you on Friday. No, you'll hear me on Friday. Yeah, that's what I meant. All right. Talk to you later. Talk is still cheap up next.